For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. The priorities Missouri Governor Mike Parson laid out in yesterday's State of the State address have some bipartisan support. House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid says she agrees with increasing state employee pay, and like the governor, she also wants the state to tax online sales.
Honestly, there was a lot that the governor and our caucus agree on. I was very happy to hear him talk about Wayfair, the collection of the sales tax that has existed in our state for some time. We just haven't actually been able to utilize it.
But Quaid disagrees with the governor's focus on protecting businesses from lawsuits over COVID-19 exposure. In yesterday's speech, Parson said it's the first bill he wants to see on his desk. A Missouri State employee's pension official has testified that a private equity firm being sued for allegedly mishandling retirement investments has hired a lobbyist who tried to influence legislators and put pressure on the pension. The private equity firm Catalyst Capital Group hired a lobbyist after the Missouri State Employees Retirement System filed its lawsuit in October. Pension System Executive Director Rhonda Stegman testified in a court hearing last week that a lobbyist then tried to set up a meeting with her, two legislators, and Catalyst executives. The Kansas City Star reports parties involved in litigation typically do not speak with one another outside of court proceedings except through their attorneys. Missouri Governor Mike Parson delivered his third State of the State address yesterday, delivering his remarks to a small crowd in the Senate chamber while House members watched from their offices. It was a strange twist on a ceremonial day. State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll was in the Senate and has more.
Parson didn't waste time getting to the coronavirus.
This past year has brought many challenges, with a worldwide pandemic that has stressed our healthcare system like never before.
But while recognizing those hardships, the governor put together a highlight reel of his office's response.
We were one of the first states in the nation to submit our COVID-19 vaccine plan and have now administered nearly 400,000 doses to Missourians.
He did not mention, though, the state is last in the nation in the percentage of vaccines given so far. Parson says he wants to see the legislature prioritize COVID-19 liability protections in online sales tax, early childhood education, and giving state workers a raise. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Governor Parson plans to divert thousands of unused doses of the coronavirus vaccine from CVS and Walgreens pharmacies to other state-enrolled vaccinators to give a boost to the slower-than-expected process. The governor's spokesperson says the administration already has requested the return of 25,000 doses from CVS and Walgreens, which would then be rerouted to county health departments, medical hospitals and clinics, local pharmacies, and other state-approved vaccinators. The spokesperson says the new plan won't affect shots for workers and residents at those coronavirus-ravaged facilities. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.